This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards' chief lawyer says the Democratic governor doesn't currently have plans to enact broad coronavirus vaccine mandates across Louisiana, despite low immunization rates and a surge in COVID-19 cases overwhelming hospitals. The comments from Edwards' executive counsel, Matthew Block, came Monday at a House committee hearing where he and Louisiana's chief public health officer, Dr. Joe Cantor, were heckled and criticized by people objecting to masks and vaccines. When things calmed down, Dr. Cantor offered this sobering statistic.
For number of new cases of COVID diagnosed every day, we remain, as we have the past week and a half, number one in the country. Above Florida, above Arkansas, number one in the country.
There was a time for public comment to the committee. Brandy Pugh said she represented a group of parents who were against mask mandates for school children.
The governor mandated to put this on my kid's face for 7 hours a day. It's child abuse. It's not right.
Another concerned parent, Jennifer Harding, had this to share before the committee.
We can talk about freedoms until we're blue in the face, but our kids are going into the hospitals and they're getting sick. And some of them are dying. And we know that masks and vaccines and good policy, good health policy, this is the Health and Welfare Committee. Good health policy can slow this pandemic and can hopefully stop this pandemic.
Also Monday, the New Orleans public school system announced that it's tracking 299 cases of COVID-19 among students and staff. More than 3,000 others who had close contact with those individuals have been told to stay home under the system's quarantine guidelines. This is Red River Radio.